when we're using old paradigm marketing, like, it's built on this foundation of trying to get butts in seats, right? So the whole rest of the way that marketing is done in the old paradigm is, you know, serving these priorities of increasing sales and getting more butts in seats. Now, if we're going to build up again on enoughness, then we're going to have to call into question these priorities. And this is where most people start to be like, bah! Right? Because like the scarcity brain wants to hold on to that. It wants to hold on to increasing sales and increasing butts in seats because that feels safe. That feels like security, right? Like, of course we want to increase sales. Of course we want more humans in the program and in right? It feels safe. It feels secure. But ironically slash not at all, because this is how the universe works. When we release the vice grip on those priorities and instead embrace priorities that are founded on enoughness, it's a hell of a lot easier to increase sales and have more humans be impacted by your work. Welcome to this week's mini-series, the Marketing from Enoughness mini-series. Yay, we're here. Oh, I'm so excited. I love doing mini-series. I hope you are as hyped as I am. Yay. So all this week, we are breaking down different aspects of what it looks like to market from enoughness, which is what I'm teaching in Bigger Than a Brand. Bah, 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 bah. So my intention for this mini series, which I talked about this on the last podcast episode, but my intention for this mini series is really to give you guys everything you need on a informational level, right? So if you are at a place where you're not seeking the soul support, you're not seeking the community, you're not seeking, you know, the calls and like that level of transformational work that happens inside of Bigger Than a Brand, and you literally just need the information in order to create the change that you want to create in your life, then that's what this mini series is about. And breaking down the most critical pieces of the puzzle. Obviously, you know, in a mini series, I can't give you the whole puzzle because there's like 10 hours of content in BTAB. So I can't give you the whole thing, otherwise we'd be here forever. But I'm giving you the, you know, the essentials, basically, the essentials, so that you can implement on them and start getting results, like this week, if you'd like. So that's what this is about. So what are we covering? Okay, today we're covering the foundation of enoughness. So we're talking about how when we are marketing from enoughness, meaning that the premise of the entire shebang, all of our marketing, all of our online presence, all of our sales coming from a place of enoughness and wholeness, when that's the vibe, our priorities get shifted, right? So old paradigm marketing priorities are really about increasing sales and getting more butts in seats. But if we're marketing from enoughness, that changes. So we talk through how that changes, why it's important that that changes, and what needs to happen in order for us to become aligned with those changes. And then we talk about cultivating enoughness within. So if we're going to market from enoughness, we cannot give what we don't have, right? So it's important that we, as the marketers, as the content creators, as the coaches, the healers, the humans on the internet, that we cultivate enoughness within ourselves. So also in this episode, we talk about what it really looks like to trust ourselves as we navigate life, right? Rather than feeling like we have to be enough and solve all the problems ever. We act, I give you like a master key life hack that makes it a hell of a lot easier, that makes it a lot more accessible, right? To trust our enoughness instead of having to have all the answers or anything like that. So I share some tangible tools, some tangible ways that you can reconnect with your enoughness and feel supported as you navigate life, as you navigate your journey, your path, your process. So that is the focus of today. It is a juicy one. What we're covering for the rest of the week, tomorrow we're going to be talking about enoughness in your online presence, how you show up to social media, the vibe that you cultivate. Wednesday, we're going to be talking about enoughness in your marketing. So this is talking about content. This is talking about, you know, how you invite people into your program, into all the things. And then Thursday, we're going to be talking about enoughness in your sales. So this is a conversation not only about like sales calls, which we kind of touched on in the last week's episode, but also as you're launching, navigating a launch, navigating the energetics of a launch. So that inner enoughness as you're launching, which is huge, super huge. And then Friday's episode is going to be answering some of the juiciest frequently asked questions that I get about Bigger Than a Brand. And we get some juicy ones, bitch. So I'm going to be like, you know, spilling the beans, I guess, on all the frequently asked questions for Bigger Than a Brand and just sharing more about like what is inside, what the experience is like, what people have shared in the past about how it change their lives. So we got a dope ass week coming for you, baby. And then to cap it all off, we're going to have like a happy hour masterclass on Friday. So Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we got a free masterclass coming for y'all beautiful humans. So what we're going to be doing in this masterclass is talking about how to create content that invites people into your offer from a place of enoughness. So we went down this rabbit hole a little bit in last week's episode where we were talking about the PADS copywriting framework. So we kind of walked through that, but that's not the only copywriting framework. So on Friday, we're going to be going deeper into the conversation about how to create content that invites people into your world, invites people into your programs from enoughness instead of from emotional manipulation and all the weird stuff. So that's going to be really fabulous. Definitely come hang with us. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. There's a link to register in the show notes. There is a link to learn more about Bigger Than a Brand in the show notes. Doors open on November 1st, baby. I had to stop and think. November 1st, doors are opening. And you're going to hear me talking a hell of a lot about Bigger Than a Brand all week because it's just a beautiful thing. And I want to shout it from the rooftops all the time because I love it. So, and because it makes a difference in people's lives, and who am I to get in the way of that? You know, it's kind of how I feel about things. Cool. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and dive on into today's episode, The Foundation of Enoughness. Enjoy. Okay. Foundation of enoughness. So you've probably heard me talking on the Instagrams and the interwebs and the podcasts and all the places about how, you know, if we look out into the world, most marketing is built on a foundation of not enoughness. How there's something within the current reality of the ideal client or within them that is in some way not enough and needs fixing, needs a solution that's outside of them, and so they need to come by the thing. When we're talking about marketing from enoughness and a framework that is built on a foundation of enoughness, we got to get all the way down to ground zero, right? We got to go all the way down to this basic premise of marketing. And when we start to build back up on a premise of enoughness, meaning that the ideal client, the future client is enough, has within them the blueprint for the whole life that they're here to live, already whole, already enough. And if they choose to engage with your work, then it can enhance their life, but they don't need anything to fix them, right? If that is the place that we're starting from, when we start to build up from there, the very first thing that is important to rethink are the priorities of our marketing, right? So old paradigm marketing, not enoughness marketing, even when it's being done by like super woke, super conscious folks, right? If they're using old paradigm tactics, then the priority is still kind of butts in seats, you know? The priority is to get the booties in the seats and increase sales. And, you know, we can put all kinds of flowery language on that, like increase impact and all this kind of stuff. But when we're using old paradigm marketing, like it's built on this foundation of trying to get butts in seats, right? So the whole rest of the way that marketing is done in the old paradigm is, you know, serving these priorities of increasing sales and getting more butts in seats. Now, if we're going to build up again on enoughness, then we're going to have to call into question these priorities. And this is where most people start to be like, bah! Right? Because like the scarcity brain wants to hold on to that. It wants to hold on to increasing sales and increasing butts in seats because that feels safe. That feels like security, right? Like, of course we want to increase sales. Of course we want more humans in the program and in right? It feels safe. It feels secure. But ironically slash not at all, because this is how the universe works. When we release the vice grip on those priorities and instead embrace priorities that are founded on enoughness, it's a hell of a lot easier to increase sales and have more humans be impacted by your work. But you gotta genuinely come to a place where you're ready to release those priorities, right? So like, let's do that for a second. Let's try to, I mean, I can only do so much in a mini series. I'm gonna do my best, right? But let's genuinely talk through what it looks like to come to, or let's talk through what it looks like to come to a genuine place of being ready to release the vice grip on needing to increase sales and needing to increase butts in seats. So if you take a look back in business on your journey so far, there've probably been chapters where, you know, the primary focus was increasing sales and increasing butts in seats, right? And no matter where you are on your journey, if you're just starting out and you're trying to get your first client, if you've been in business for a hot minute, you've had several successful launches, like no matter where you are on the spectrum, if you've been working with one-on-one and you're trying to move into like a group program or whatever, I'm gonna guess that there's been a time where you were hyper-focused on increasing sales and increasing butts in seats, and it probably didn't feel good. You know, it probably didn't feel good. Even if it was quote unquote working, it probably didn't feel good. I was having a beautiful conversation with a friend the other night about marketing from enoughness, and she is essentially a personal freedom coach, but she started her business as a love coach. And she was talking about this chapter of her business where she was a love coach and she was using all of these old paradigm marketing tactics, and they were quote unquote working in that she was, you know, that was the best that her business was ever doing financially, but it wasn't worth it because it felt so bad, right? So when we get honest with ourselves about that and we're like, yeah, you know, like when those are the focus, when sales and butts in seats is the focus, even if it's quote unquote working by making money and bringing more people through the door, it doesn't feel good. Even if it's working, I'm doing air quotes, even if it's working, it doesn't feel good. And so what happens? We do the things, we build it up for a while, and then we get disenchanted and want to sabotage the whole thing or like be done with business and be over the whole thing, right? And if you're in a place where you're trying to get your first client, it already doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? Like, think about like how stressful, I mean, Lord knows, I fucking remember how stressful it was to feel hyper focused on that. It's so fucking stressful. So fucking stressful. And feels awful, you know? I remember feeling like questioning myself, like, am I that a bad person that I'm like so focused on this when like here there's like all this other stuff in life that's so meaningful and so wonderful, but I'm like so hyper focused on this. And of course, not bad people. It's our survival instinct kicking in, you know? It's like, it's a normal human thing, but it doesn't feel good, right? So first thing first is to acknowledge that even when it quote unquote works, it doesn't actually feel good. And that can really help us to release the vice grip on them, you know, and open ourselves up to something else. And I can tell you that when we release the vice grip and we open ourselves up to something that's founded in enoughness and built out of enoughness, sales and butts and seats naturally increase, but we aren't, you know, a crazy anxiety monkey about it anymore. And we actually get to enjoy it when it happens instead of feel weird about it and icky about it and disenchanted by the whole thing. Cool? Cool. Okay. So what would our priorities look like if they didn't look like that? If we're rooted in enoughness, grounded in enoughness, what would our priorities look like? Well, to be honest, it's unique to each individual. I can't sit here and tell you what's going to motivate and you from the soul. You know, like you're the one who knows what's going to move you at the soul level. But they generally fall along the lines of having an enhancing effect in the lives of others, right? Like benefiting the lives of others. And another one that that shows up, especially when we get into marketing and talking about marketing, is a clear frequency, right? So communicating and spreading our juju in the world and our work in the world and the work that's coming through us. It's not really ours. You know what I mean? The Lord's work that's coming through us, spreading that in the world from a place of clear karma. And what I mean by that is that we're not off center. You know, we're not like grasping or forcing or pushing or pulling or afraid of this, afraid of that. We're in our center. We're in our center and we're communicating from our center and noticing any tendencies to want to push or pull and just letting those go and coming back to center and communicating from that place. This is so beautiful. So in one of the channeled teachings inside of Shift, which is the channeled teaching series that I put out with Waverly Davis, Magical Sound Healing Human, in one of the channel teachings, it was talking about releasing control in marketing and sales. And the teaching was really like over and over and over again, they were saying, focus on the frequency, focus on the frequency. When your main focus is the frequency, instead of, you know, trying to get any particular kind of result, but you're instead prioritizing a clear frequency that's coming straight from heart, then it's going to benefit others and it's going to reach others much more effectively than if we were trying to control it with our mind, control it with our ego, right? So a priority that really is really supportive is one where we're prioritizing a clear channel of communication, a clear frequency, clear karma. We're not off center. We're in our center and we're communicating from that place. Cool. Okay. So the other thing that is super important to share when we're talking about a foundation of enoughness is enoughness within. Enoughness within, right? So we were talking about how it changes, like if we're building from a premise of enoughness, that's going to change our priorities, and that that is meaningful and important because when we have different priorities, we're going to show up differently throughout the rest of the process, right? The other big piece of a foundation of enoughness is enoughness within, trusting yourself as you navigate your life and your process and your world around you, right? Trusting that you don't need anything to fix you, right? Like you don't need anything to fix you. And can you root into that and then operate in the world from that place? When you operate in the world from that place, then it's a hell of a lot easier to be in your center as you are marketing, as you're showing up online, as you're showing up in the sales process. And so how the fuck do you do that? Well, life is a wonderful teacher. That's the best teacher, is like just paying attention to our daily lives and letting life teach us. But also I'm going to share some tangible ways that you can like support yourself as you navigate life, as you navigate the ups and downs of life. And we were talking about this on a mastermind call yesterday about like, you know, rather than needing to trust. Okay, let me like backtrack just a second and give a little bit more context. We were talking about like, you know, trusting ourselves to be able to show up to the obstacles, the challenges, the problems that life brings us, right? And how it can be easy to have almost like this hustle energy where it's like, okay, I'm going into problem solving mode and I'm going to solve this problem and da 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 and like fix it, right? And each time we do that, we're like sort of creating evidence for ourselves that we can trust ourselves, but not really, because we're like dipping into the mind to try and solve the problem instead of staying in the heart, right? And the way that the mind tends to work is like it will store that experience as like, okay, when we have funky boundaries with clients, now we know how to solve that problem. So if funky boundaries with clients ever comes up again, we know how to solve it. And then if we have a problem with, you know, accounting or whatever, we know how to solve that problem. So if we ever have a problem with that kind of accounting again, we're good. But it's not a universal solution, right? Like the mind kind of categorizes this where it's like, oh, and now we have a troll on the internet, but how do we deal with it? Because this feels different than leaky boundaries with clients or accounting. Are you guys tracking with me? Right? So like the mind kind of categorizes like, okay, now I know how to solve that problem and that problem and that problem. When realistically, they're all the same. And there's actually like one universal solution to all of the quote unquote problems, which is to get out of our mind and into our heart. That's the game for everything. Right? So if we're able to trust ourselves to get out of our mind and into our hearts, then we can trust ourselves to navigate our lives and navigate whatever life brings us, because it's the same thing over and over and over again every single time. We don't have to have a solution for boundaries, a solution for accounting, a solution for trolls on the internet. You picking up what I'm laying down? It's literally just like out of head into heart. That's the solution. And then from there, the actions that we take contribute to, you know, solving and like moving through with grace whatever life is bringing us. So can we trust ourselves to just get out of our head and into our hearts? And it's like the life hack. It's the master key life hack for enoughness. Because if you don't have to solve all of these problems, if you don't have to be a perfect human, you don't have to get it all right, literally all you're responsible for over and over and over again is not getting lost in the mind and coming down into the heart and operating in the world from the heart. And you know how to do that? Then you're gravy. You're enough. Bing, bang, boom. Picking up what I'm laying down? Huh? Huh? It's a life hack. So how do you do that? Okay. This is where it gets interesting because people have different ways of doing it. And this is why, like, you know, spiritual paths can feel so like maddening at times, because it's like one guru is like, meditate this way. And another guru is like, affirmations this way. And another guru is like, get a guru. And another one's like, do breath work. And everybody has all these things, right? But it's really about taking a second to reflect for yourself what brings you into the present moment. What brings you into the present moment? You know, is it your breath? Is it stopping to notice the beauty around you? Is it, I know I have a friend, and what brings them into the present moment is simplicity, which I think is really beautiful. So if they can take a second to like just simplify their life into the next breath and the next breath and the next heartbeat, then that brings them into the present moment and like release all the complexities. So, you know, it's a journey of self-exploration to notice the moments in the day when you're present. What brought you into the present moment? What was it that broke the spell of the 3D world and brought you back into your heart? And just notice. Just notice. A practice that we did on the mastermind call and that I've done with a one-on-one client as well is being able to be in your heart center and notice your reaction to different things that as they move through your field, your energetic field, right? So if you, and you can maybe after this, you can just take a few minutes, depending on what you're up to and what you're doing, to try this out. But, you know, just taking a few breaths, getting into a meditative state of being, and then bringing your awareness to your heart or behind your heart, and just being aware of your kind of taking a baseline of your energy. No judgment, not trying to fix anything, just noticing, like, what does your energetic field feel like? What is neutral for you right now? What is your baseline in this red hot minute? Taking a few breaths to just notice it. And then bringing into your awareness something that ruffles your feathers, whether it's, you know, thinking about trying to get clients or showing up online in a way that's like true to who you are and letting go of judgment or whatever it is, you know, like this launch that you've got going on that's like stressing you the fuck out, whatever it is, bring this concept in. And you can imagine it. Say you've got like a little sphere around you that's your energy bubble. Just like welcome it into your energy bubble and just notice how the vibe changes. Notice how your body changes. Notice how your energy changes. Notice if your mind starts saying all kinds of things, you know, and you're just kind of inviting this concept into your consciousness for the sake of noticing what happens when you do. Not getting attached. You know, if the mind starts wandering, then that it is what it is. You know, if like the body tenses up, then that's like beautiful. There's no meaning behind it. You're literally just noticing like, oh, how interesting. I was neutral. And then I brought in my goal to enroll 5 people into my one-on-one. And all of a sudden my heart started fluttering. My stomach felt kind of nauseous and my brain started saying, but where the hell are they going to come from? You know? So you notice And then you just like relax the shoulders and come back into your heart. And if you can play with this, if you can just let yourself continuously come out of your head and into your heart, out of your head and into your heart, out of your head and into your heart, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier to trust yourself as you navigate life, because you're simplifying it all down to one job. We really, that's like the main job, out of our head and into our heart. Out of our head and into our heart. That's the main job over and over again, all over the place. And when you only have one job and you trust yourself to do it, it's easy to feel a sense of enoughness. You don't have to solve all the problems. You don't have to solve any of the problems. You just come out of your head and into your heart and then take the action that heart is talking about. And it will naturally solve the things for us. Cool. Okay. So with that, I will leave you until tomorrow, where we're talking about enoughness in your online presence. I'm excited for all of these episodes. Oh my God. But we're talking about, you know, what it is to show up embodying integrated values instead of having these aspirational brand values that aren't actually true to who we already are and kind of set things up for failure. We're talking about how you can use social media as a tool for personal and spiritual growth. We're talking about what it looks like to be a real empowered human on the internet instead of feeling like you have to portray a certain image, because that is setting everybody up for disaster. And there's so much out there in the marketing world talking about how you have to portray a certain image, and you do not. You do not. The conversation goes deeper than that. Deeper than that. So that's what we're talking about tomorrow. If you are resonating with everything that I've been sharing about Bigger Than a Brand, if you're like hyped on learning more about it, then there's a link in the show notes. Check that puppy out. Check her out. And if you want to just like see what it's like to market from enoughness on a sales page, then you can check that puppy out, because that's what's happening at that link. If you're just curious to see it for yourself, go ham. Waitlist, yes, is happening until November 1st. I had to stop and think about dates. And then doors officially open November 1st. We're going to do a dope ass masterclass coming up soon on this Friday, October 29th, 4 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be rad. Come on in, join the party, get all the good juice. And I think that those are all the things. If this is tickling your pickle, then feel free to share it on Instagram. Tag me at caroline.addington_. You can do the things on iTunes if you want to. Rate it, review it, subscribe, do that stuff. Or you can just like send good juju to the podcast and just be like, I love the podcast. Everybody should go listen to it. And you can do that too. So with that, I'll see you tomorrow to talk about enoughness in your online presence.